Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, listeners, to City on the Hill. Yes, we've got Pastor Mary Shelnut, who is going to be doing noonday prayer. So I'm going to turn over the show to her, and I know you're just going to love this noonday prayer with her and Sister Lisa. Here they go.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Anna. Welcome, everyone, to City on the Hill radio show. I'm Pastor Mary, and I am your host for Noonday Prayer. We want to thank you for joining us today, and I want to start, I want to share a verse coming from Luke 18:1, where Jesus, he was teaching about men should always pray and not faint. And, we just thank God for that word coming from Jesus, because he knew that there would be times in our lives where things are happening around us. And the one thing he don't want us to do is faint. He don't want us to panic. He do not want us to quit and give up, you know. So I thank God for this word, Luke 18:1, because he's encouraging us and admonishing us to pray. Thank God that, there was the parable that he used about there was a judge who was, he was an unjust judge. He was, the judge that he did not fear God. You know, he did not regard man. He didn't respect man nor God. And because of the woman, her persistence going before this judge, God touched the judge's heart, and the judge granted her request. And so today we're going to be making requests unto the Lord. We're going to go in prayer, and I just like to encourage everyone to pray. In times like these, we need to pray as never before, and we just thank God for this noonday prayer today. I have joining me Pastor Alicia. I don't know if she's on yet. Are you there, Pastor Alicia?
Yes, I am.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. I'm so excited,
Pastor,
about
Mary,
this prayer today.
I'm sorry. Let me interrupt. I hate to interrupt, but I hear a little reverberation since I'm your tech person today. If there's another, like a tablet or a computer on in the background, if somebody will turn it down, sometimes that will help the reverb. I just want to pass that along. But thank God for this show, Pastor Mary, your noonday prayer, and we hope people will join in. I certainly will be listening, but go ahead. Thank you.
Yes. Amen. I hope that's better. I had my phone on speaker, so I turned it off speaker. Hopefully that is. Pastor Lisa, thank you so much for joining me. I know it was a short notice for you, but, we're living in a time where, we really believe in the power of prayer. We believe that we know that our country was founded upon prayer. They would pray every day when they would go to the Capitol. They would open up with prayer. And, our country has become and is the greatest country in the world because we were founded upon the word of God, And so we must, in times like now, we got to remember that no matter what is happening around us, that we must pray. We must pray and not faint.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So I appreciate you joining me, and I'm going to
share.
Thank you for joining, coming on. And I want you to pray today whatever God put in your heart. As I said, I shared the verse Luke 18:1, where Jesus said men should always pray and not faint. And so I'm going to just, I'm going to let you start out this prayer, if you don't mind, and then I'll close it on the other end. We're going to pray. We're going to give you on for 30 minutes. So you just let God use you. If you want to have words, then you want to pray, just have the Lord lead you. You go for it, Pastor Alicia.
Amen. It's just a scripture that comes to me today, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. and I will be found to you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations, from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. I just feel like in my spirit today that there's someone out there that you have lost hope, that you just have been having thoughts of suicide, thoughts of bad depression, thoughts of depression. And I just come with a word today for you to let you know that God has a plan for your life. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, out of evil, to give you an expected end. And Mr. Mary's talking about prayer, and if we just go to God and pray unto him, he says, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And not now, I'd just like to pray for you. Father, I come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I just lift up those that are in depression today, Lord. That spirit of depression is upon them, Lord. I just bind that in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just ask you to give them peace and comfort, Lord. And Father, those that are feeling hopeless today, Lord, let them know that there's hope in you, Father.
Yes, yes, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, that you have a plan for their life, that you have a plan for their future, Lord, and a hope. And I just give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I do pray, Lord, thank you. Sister Mary, that's all that's on my heart right now.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Wow, we thank God for that. Well, just powerful. Because, you know, there are so many people out. We are hearing numbers. The numbers are growing of young people who are committing suicide. And I just thank God for that prayer, because we must pray over our young people, our children. They're going through so much in the schools right now. They're facing so many different challenges in school, and we must pray over them. And I just thank God that he led you in that direction. We have so many adults who are committing suicide. I was listening on the news just the other day about the men in the Army, like it's 22 men per day that are committing suicide, that are killing themselves. Yeah, and that's just so staggering, just so heartbreaking to hear, because, you know, that spirit of suicide must be stopped in the name of Jesus. We denounce that spirit, Lord. We come against it right now. Father, we just pray, Lord. You said that we should always pray and not faint. And, Lord, we just come in lifting up you. We make our request known unto you, Lord. We just, Father, we pray for our nation right now.
Yes,
we pray for those who are in leadership, Lord, and whether it's at the Capitol,
Lord,
whether it's in government, in churches, Lord. We pray for leadership in our nation, Lord, that you will unite us in you, Lord, that you will bring unity to our nation, Father. We pray for those, Lord, that are in authority. Father, just as you showed us in Luke 18 chapter about the unjust judge, we know that no matter who sits in office, you can use that person, Lord. And we pray and speak the word of God over every person that is in leadership in our nation. Lord, we pray for change. We pray for, you said in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if your people, my people, will humble themselves and pray and seek your faith, Lord, that you would hear from heaven. If we would turn from our wicked ways, that you would heal our land, Lord. And we just pray today that you would bring healing over our land, not just in America, but all over the world, Father. We ask that today, God. We pray your word. Lord, you said in Isaiah 55:10-11 that your word will not go out void. It will accomplish what it pleased, Lord God, and wherever you send it, it will accomplish, Lord. And we speak your word over our nation as never before, Lord. We pray that the word would take root in every person's heart, Lord. We pray that the word would take root where suicide spirits are, Lord, that the word would take over, and
yes,
that your word would take over people's minds and their hearts, Lord, and their thoughts.
Yes,
your
Lord.
Word would fill their thoughts, Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said
that you have us in your mind, that you know the thoughts. You have a plan for us, Father, and we know that your plan is for good, Lord, and we just ask today. Move today as never before. We glorify you, Jesus. We thank you so much. You said in Psalms 107, Lord, in 20, that you sent your word and it healed them and delivered them from their destruction. And Lord, we just pray that you send your word, God. We lift your word, Father, as never before. And we speak it. Lord, we pray in season and we pray out of season, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, your spirit, your sweet spirit will sweep over our souls.
Yes, Lord,
in the name of Chikorobo Shandidana. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that your spirit will sweep over our souls. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we need you as never before, Lord.
Yes,
allow your spirit to teach you, Lord. Your sweet spirit, Lord. Your spirit of love, Lord, the spirit of love will rip our nation as never before, hallelujah.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, that we will lift your word above every word, above every thought, above every high thing that exalt itself against you, Lord. We cast it down in the name of Jesus, and your word will be true, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, we glorify
you.
We honor you today, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We honor you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We honor you, God.
Oh, Father, right now, we glorify your name. We magnify you, God. And, Father, we thank you for the prayer of Jabez, Lord. Oh, God, we just thank you for that prayer, Lord. Because, Lord, Jabez, he was birthed out of sorrow. He was birthed at a time when things was chaotic, when things was bad and rough all around him, God. But he went before you and he prayed a prayer, Lord, and he asked that you enlarge his territory, Lord God. And because of his prayer and his heart, Lord, you granted his request, Lord. And we pray today, God, that you enlarge our territory, Lord, that the word of God would go in every territory in the name of Jesus. Lord, your word would go into the schools, Lord. It would go into the churches. It would go into the Hallelujah, it will take root in every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, you said, Lord, you sent your word.
You sent your word, which is of Jesus Christ himself. You sent
him, Lord, and he died on the cross
for us, Lord, that we would have right to the tree of life, Lord. And we just pray today, God. Hallelujah. We lift up souls unto you, Lord, that you would save souls as never before.
Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God.
And Father, we ask that these territories, that your word would go in. Lord, that in the territories you give us, Lord, in the cities and in the countries and the nations, God, that your word would go in, Lord God. Your word would go in and make change, hallelujah. Everywhere Jesus went, there was a change, hallelujah. And God, we pray that your word would go in, God, and it would take root. Praise God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we just praise you, God. You said in Matthew 22 and 29 that my people err not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. And Father, we pray that your word just have power. Father God,
that it
will root up everything that's not like you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, there's power in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that your power would just go forth, that your power will reign over every power in the name of Jesus. And everything, God, that come against this nation, that come against your word, God, we cast it down. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus, and that you will have full reign. You will have full reign, Father. Full reign,
Lord.
Lord, you can use anybody, Lord. You can use anybody. And, Father, we pray over our children. We lift them up to you, Lord. We just pray, God, that you would just touch our children in schools. Lord, those children, they are hungry. They're crying and they're searching for truth. They're searching for truth, Lord. And we just pray that you feed them bread from heaven. allow the word to go forth in the schools. Allow prayer to come back in our schools, Lord. We
yes,
just pray
Lord.
That prayer would come back, Lord. We pray that prayer would come
yes.
back into
Jesus.
Every home, Lord, that even in the
Lord,
home that fathers and mothers would pray, and they would pray with their children,
Lord,
and they would read the word, God. Father, in the name of
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And God, for those who are listening to this prayer today, we pray a special blessing over them, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord
pray,
Jesus.
God, is moving their homes, Lord. You see the situation in every home, Lord, and we pray
yes,
that
Lord.
You will move as never before, that things would turn around, God. What the enemy meant for
yes,
evil,
Lord.
You would turn it around for good in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, glory to God that there is hope in you, Jesus. There is hope
yes,
in
Lord.
You, Lord. You are our hope. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, are
Lord.
Our hope
Thank
for
you,
our
Jesus.
Nation. Hallelujah. You
yes,
are our
Lord.
Hope for a dying and lost world. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You are our hope in the time of darkness, Father. You're that light
yes,
that shine in darkness. Hallelujah. And Father, we just pray right now, as David prayed in Psalms 119 and 11, Lord, that that word that you hid in our hearts, that we might not sin against you, Lord. Father, we pray your word will hide in our hearts. Your word will be rooted in our hearts as never before,
yes,
and it will spring up like rivers of living water in the name of Jesus. That God, when we go out, your word will go. When we come in, your word
Thank
will come.
Lord.
Lord, everywhere we go,
Thank
that your
you,
word will be planted, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
oh,
you,
God,
Jesus.
We just pray today, God. Have your
Lord.
Way in the midst of us. God, we pray for families.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We pray right now. We lift your word over families. Father, we pray that you unite families, Lord, bring unity in the homes, that families would pray together, families would go to church together. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray that men's hearts will be turned back to you, Lord, that the leaders of the house, the men, will lead by examples, Father. They will be the first one to pray. They will be the first one to read the word. Father, that you would instill this love in all the men, Lord, that they will have a love for you that is so great. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God. We just thank you today, Lord, and we just pray.
Lord,
we pray
thank
today.
Jesus.
Your word is sweet. Lord, you said in Psalm 34, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you that you're so good. You're so good. And we thank you for your goodness.
Lord.
We thank you for your mercy. We thank
yes,
you, oh,
Father.
Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for your mercy, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank
oh,
you,
God,
Jesus.
We thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah.
Thank
we thank you,
Jesus.
For your mercy, God.
Yes,
Lord, you have
Pastor
mercy.
Pastor Mary,
us
can I join in? And
yes.
Okay,
yes.
I ask God for a word, and I'm turned to Mark 5, where Jesus dealt with a demon-possessed man who said his name was Legion.
Thank
and,
you.
And then on the other side of Mark is about the woman that had the issue of the blood and touched the clothes of Jesus, and she was healed. And I know today we are praying to God, asking him to touch us, touch those that we are praying for, asking him to touch those who are listening. And I come across the scripture. I love the Power of Praying series from Stormy R. Martian. There's something in there about the prayer, about the attitude. You know, there's a lot of young people right now that are suffering with bad attitudes. So I'm going to ask God for that he would fill them with and change their attitudes. Lord, fill these young people, Lord, and us too, Lord, with your love and peace today. Give us a calmness, a serenity, and sense of well-being established in us because our lives are God-controlled rather than the flesh. Enable them, Lord. Enable us to walk in our homes with clean and perfect hearts before you. Shine the light of your spirit upon each of us, Lord, and these that we're praying for, the young people, Lord, and their parents are working so hard, Lord. Fill them with your love, Lord, even these children, Lord, that are very rebellious right now, Lord, that they don't know what's going on, that they feel so stupid, they're being told they're terrible, they're being told they're ugly, they're being made fun of, And Lord, fill them with your love, Lord, because you died on the cross for them. You died on the cross for us. Lord, help them, Lord, instead to be kind and patient, Lord. Fill them with the Holy Spirit, Lord, so that they will not be selfish any longer or easily provoked. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would just move heaven, Lord, and touch each one of them that are hurting, Lord, making bad grades, Lord, and Lord, their mind cannot understand what they're being taught, Lord, the wrong math or evil literature, Lord, and their minds and their emotions are just being swayed, Lord. We ask instead, Lord, that you help these children, these young people, and us too, Lord, to bear the things you want us to, believe the things you want us to, to hope the things you want us to, and endure all the things you want us to. Lord, release these young people, Lord. We see the Antifa groups, Lord. They're mostly young people, Lord. They've been filled with rage and anger, and they're hurting innocent people like, Lord, like Tucker Carlson and others, Lord. Release these from anger, Lord, unrest, anxiety, concerns, Lord, inner turmoil, strife, and pressure, Lord. We thank you for the story of how Lord, was brought the friends. The friends brought the paralyzed men before Jesus. So, Lord, we're bringing these young people, these youth, before you, Lord. And, Lord, you were so gracious, Lord, when they brought these this young man that you healed them. We ask for healing for our young people, Lord, our youth, the parents of these young people who don't know how to deal with these young children, the grandparents who don't know how to deal with the young people, Lord. Release them, Lord, from the anger, Lord, unrest, anxiety. Instead, help them to give these to you in prayer, Lord. Help them not to be broken in spirit, Lord, because of the sorrow of the young people committing crimes, Lord, drug crimes, sex crimes, Lord, perversion, Lord. We ask, Lord, that they will not be broken in spirit because of the sorrow, Lord. But somehow, Lord, they will have the peace that passes understanding, the continual feast of a merry heart through you. Give them a spirit of joy, Lord, and keep the parents and grandparents from being grumpy, Lord. Help them, Lord, to be anxious for nothing, but, Lord, to give thanks in all things so they can know the peace that passes understanding. May they come to the point of saying, I've learned in whatever state I am to be content.
Oh, glory.
And, Lord, I say to those that are listening and the children, the young people, the parents, the grandparents, those that are jobless, those that are, Lord, financially unstable right now, or those that are hurting physically and emotionally, Lord, those that are just, Lord, having mental issues right now, Lord, feeling sad and lonely and forlorn because of a loss, Lord, or whatever. Help them, Lord. Help them, Lord, to come and say that with the Lord, I am going to be content. That you, Lord, will give me peace, that you, the Lord, will be my help. And, Lord, may they remember that the foundation of this nation is the word of God, and that in the beginning of this nation you answer the prayers of just simple men and women, Lord. They were, Lord, they were imprisoned. They had a record in Great Britain, Lord. They were imprisoned because they believed in your word, and they knew they needed to raise their children in the word. And, Lord, that's what made this nation great, Lord, was your word. They had nothing but the book, the holy book. And, Lord, it made these children complete. It made them so smart that they grew up to, Lord, to form one of the best nations in the world that blesses the world, Lord. So there is something about your holy scripture that we pray the listeners, the parents, the young people will start reading.
Yes, Father.
And before they know it, they will see something supernatural happening in their homes, in their selves, Lord, that they can think clearer, Lord, that they will be comforted, Lord, because you are a God of comfort, Lord. And you said in your word that you will comfort us, Lord, that you will give us peace that passes understanding. And you have said to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, that we are to let our requests be made known to you, Heavenly Father, the maker of heaven and earth. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we pray for all that are listening, the Lord, young Jesus. People, Lord, even if they're a member of Antifa, Lord, and they're listening, even if they're a homosexual, a lesbian, a transgender, a transvestite, Lord, even if they're a drug trafficker, a pimp, even if they're dealing in sexual immorality, Lord, or are they drug controlled, Lord, we ask, Lord, Heavenly Father, that you would open their hearts and minds
open
through Christ Jesus to receive your love, and that you, the maker
Lord.
Of heaven and earth, is able to take them out of bondage, is able to take
Lord.
Them out of their addiction, is
Hallelujah.
Able to deliver them, Lord, that they would put their faith and trust in you. And, Lord, may you bless them and keep them. May you make
Lord.
Your face to shine upon them and be gracious to
Lord.
Them. Lord, may you lift up your countenance upon each of them and give them peace in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Awesome.
I keep hearing in the spirit that there's a minister, a lady minister that's listening, and the Lord wants to tell you that he's going to take you to a new level in him. I see you love diamonds, and you're showered with diamonds, and not only in the natural but in spirit. And the Lord says he's going to begin to give you rubies, not only in the natural but in the spirit, and take you to a deeper level in him. You've been stagnated, and you wondered, Lord, are you there? Am I still doing what you want me to do? And the Lord says, yes, you are. And he's bringing you out of that stagnated water and bringing you into a deeper place in him. And the Lord says, get ready for the rubies. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Mary, would you pray for the men? You know, we don't have enough men in our churches. We don't have enough men in the leadership position. We need more of the men answering the call of God. Would you please pray for them?
Yes, Father, we lift our men up to you, Lord
Thank
God.
You,
we
Jesus.
Just, Lord, we pray that you turn their hearts back to
Thank
you, Lord God, that they will seek you and they become hungry. Put a hunger in their hearts for you,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Father God, and that they will turn to you and that they will be examples, Lord, that they will be in church. They will lead their families to church. They will lead young men to the Lord. Father, we just lift up these men, Father God.
Lord,
you said men should always pray and not faint. Lord, we just pray that you put a praying spirit in the hearts of these men, that they would start praying more, Lord, and they would acknowledge you in all their ways, and you would direct their path, Lord. You said in Proverbs 3:5-6, Lord, that we acknowledge you, that you would direct our path. And Father, we pray that you would just bless men right now. Touch the hearts of men all over the land, Father, in every nation, every country. Touch the hearts of men, Lord, and they will begin to rise up as never before. Father, you're already stirring up their heart. You're already dealing with their mind. And Father, we pray that completion over their lives in the name of Jesus, Father. We just thank you now that you're going to use
the
men as never before, Lord, to be leaders of our country, our churches, our homes, Lord. They will be leaders in the mighty name of Jesus, and that the children can look up to their parents, their fathers, their sons can look up to their fathers and be proud to say that that's my daddy, my praying daddy. We just ask this, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory
thank
to
you,
God,
Jesus.
Lord. We thank you in Jesus'
you,
mighty
Jesus.
Name. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray that you,
you
allow the word to come forth out of the mouths of men. Lord, they will speak your word as never before. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I see our time is up. Praise the Lord. Oh, glory to God.
Pastor Mary, when are you going to do this again? I think, there's going to be people trying to tune in. So when can I tell them that you will do this again, this noonday prayer?
Thursday at noon would be great.
Okay, we will. Okay, well, we thank God. So we want everybody, whatever denomination you are, we are about Jesus, and we can come together. It's time we come together as a nation, as a people, because the enemy sure is together. But we have to lift them up before God, right?
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Well,
thanks,
Pastor Mary, I'm going to let you close it with whatever else you want to say, and I'm just going to close it
Pastor
with
Lisa, will you close us out in prayer, woman of God?
Father, we just come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, just thanking you for this time that we've had on the air, and thank you for each one that said prayers, though, Lord, and for all those that are listening. And Father, we just give you all the praise and the glory for what you've done this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. And remember, everyone that's listening, you can always find us on HopeInc.tv. You can download our free app. Go to HopeInc.tv, download the free app, and also join us again on Thursday on City on the Hill radio show. God bless you.